This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Grammys, football, and politics. We have that and so much more. Hey, 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 everybody. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Kate Delaney sitting here at the helm of the little ship called America tonight. I say it's the crossroads of what's buzzing in your backyard and mine. I'll tell you one thing that certainly is buzzing, and what it is what's happening in D.C. What's happening in D.C.? Well, there is the cry over what's going to happen with immigration. And, of course, there is Mueller's case against the president, if there is one. It's about obstruction. So the president has said, listen, I'm going to testify. I will testify under oath, no problem. I have no problem with that. So now they have these reports that the president's legal team is negotiating the terms of that in-person interview with the special counsel on the Russian investigation. And one of the revelations that supposedly came out is that he allegedly ordered White House counsel to fire Mueller back in June, which we talked about here on America Tonight. The president is denying those reports. So when you put the dots together, you try to connect the dots, I suppose, is what's interesting is, if you look at it this way, you know, you look at Comey, and what happened with Comey as the FBI director, and listen, he was fired. There's no question about that. In terms of what happened here and whether or not he was fired or what happened, there's like this crazy vacuum that operates in D.C. You know what I mean? And you get sucked up in that vacuum so quickly. Here's the bottom line. Here's what we want to know. Was there any kind of obstruction? Was there any kind of collusion, which the president has said, no, there's none of that. And he's offered to testify. So I'm thinking, I don't know, if he's pushing that testifying thing, surely with a good legal team behind him, he wouldn't do that if he was just spitballing and trying to figure out, well, yeah, I'm going to do this. Who cares? I'll do it anyway, no matter what. So I think what they'll go after is asking the FBI director, James Comey, for a loyalty pledge, urging him to drop his investigation into National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, and then, of course, firing Comey. That would come up, I guess, when they talk to the president. And now this memo that was written by the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, and that memo, pretty much what the contents are, is speculative. But the president admitted the actual reason he fired Comey was because this Russia thing. So I don't know. What's the evidence? What's the underlying crime? Is there any obstruction of justice? Most likely, no. It falls flat. Because obstruction of justice would be charged as a single act. So you have to look at the totality of this whole thing, and you'd have to have evidence from the president of corrupt intent. And that's the most important thing. The collusion, I guess, is what it's mostly being called. So, and there's this ambiguity whether a sitting president can be criminally indicted, first of all. And a lot of legal analysts agree that the Office of Legal Counsel's memo back in 2000 reaffirmed that a president, ready for this, folks, is immune from criminal prosecution while still in the office he governs. He governs the Department of Justice. So if Robert Mueller were to find any kind of evidence of a crime implicating the president, here's the thing. It would have to be referred to the House of Representatives. Then they would have to decide whether to proceed. And that would be articles of impeachment. So the House is less likely to impeach a president for obstruction if that obstruction pertained to an investigation into a non-existent or unproven crime. I mean, so that's the bottom line here. And I've said this all along. You know, we can speculate all we want, but some of what I just laid out there, period, is the law, is the truth, and I don't see it. I don't see that anything's there there. There's nothing that's going to stick against the law. It's a lot of taxpayer money that's being dumped into this investigation, and what comes out of this in the end, I think, is going to be really nothing. It's, you know what it's like? It's like when you get a bag of potato chips and there's nothing but air, and you paid, I don't know, $4 for the bag, and you figure more than half of it is nothing but air, and the rest is chips, and half of them are crunched. It's like that. That's what this feels like to me. Let's go out to Dan, listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Dan.
Let me turn my video down. There we go. Okay. Look, Kate, you're a very smart woman. I mean, we all agree to that. And the only collusion that is out there was with the FBI and with the Justice Department under Obama and Obama himself, in an attempt to stop Trump from becoming the legal candidate for President of the United States, and Hillary Rotten Clinton, who put forth the dossier with the Russian investigation written up by Steele with the help of the Russians. That is the only collusion that's out there. And all of this is going to come to no good for even Mueller, because he was in office at the time that Obama was president of the United States before he turned it over to Comey. And that kind of routine was, shall we say, not exactly kosher. And a whole lot of stuff that went on under Obama's reign when Mueller was there can now be prosecuted against Obama, against Mueller, and all the members of the FBI, including the Justice Department of the former Obama administration. And all of this is going to come to fruition, along with that memo that's out there, to turn the American people's anger towards the Democrats in 18 like nothing you've ever seen before in your life. This is not going to be an election. This is going to be a slaughter.
I'm agreeing with you on that. If that continues for the Democrats, this is a no-win situation for them. And
that's
if
right.
I were one of the leading
that's
Democrats,
right,
I would say back off this nonsense, because
really,
you're right,
really,
it's going to cost them.
Well,
yeah.
Listen, I'm going to let you go for now, but say hi to my dog and you know, the one that gets the beefsteak, and
yes,
also to your husband, and wish him good health. And
I will.
The best to you, darling.
Awesome, Dan. Thanks for the call. So Mahalo, by the way, is the beast. He is the assistant producer of this show. Somewhere he is barking off in the background, I have a feeling. I agree that if I'm a Democrat, I am really treading lightly on this, because I don't want the blowback of all the wasted time when there's nothing, again, nothing sticks to this. If there's nothing that sticks to this, then the risks are, what are the risks? The risks of the president talking to Robert Mueller are really minimal. And in the end, it's the Democrats that will take the hit because of all the conversation and then finding no collusion. And they're empty-handed, but spent a ton of taxpayer money. Hang with us on the flip side. It was Grammy night. Do you care about the Grammys anymore? It used to be a big deal. I think it's kind of a big deal for some people. We're talking about it just a second here on ATN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
So thrilled to welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime, Steve Forbes. Does he need an introduction? No. Are you kidding? I have to tell him this right at the start. One of the first magazines, Steve, that I got when I was a kid, you talked about what your father did to teach you about business. Well, what my grandfather did was he handed me a Forbes magazine when I think I was about 8 years old. So thrilled to have you on with us.
Well, good to be with you, and glad you had such a wise grandfather. And obviously, reading Forbes, you look like a very bright person.
Thank you, sir.
I will vouch for her as well.
Yes, thank you very much. So I heard you speak today, and we were talking about what's on everybody's mind, of course, the tax bill. And you talked about how arduous it was, so many pages, et cetera, et cetera. But you also talked about that this is a good first step. And I'm kind of taking a shortcut here and paraphrasing what you said. But explain that to the listeners.
Well, it looked like the proverbial making of the sausage, not a very edifying sight, but the bill overall does more good than harm, finally gets our tax rates on businesses back to where the rest of the world is, which will make us very competitive again, get more investment, which is how you get a higher standard of living. On the personal side, they could have done it better. I think they will in a couple of years. I see this as a down payment, not the be-all, end-all on tax bills. So see it as the first step of many to come.
And always you've been a big advocate for a flat tax. And I have to say I've read so much and listened to you speak about it, and you've certainly converted me. Do you think we will ever see a flat tax?
I think in several years the answer is yes, as it becomes clear that this current tax code just gets more and more complex, more and more corrupt, more and more of a burden on people. And people will see when you reduce the burden, not only of the tax rates themselves, but also the compliance costs, they'll say, we should have done this a long time ago.
Are there things we should be doing as citizens and as business owners beyond just calling our Congress people to help move it towards a flat tax? Do you think that there's action we can take?
The key thing is with your social networks, is to get them to also get in contact with their representatives, ask questions, make it very clear this is an issue that is bubbling among the people, and eventually our leaders, so-called, will get the message.
Right now, what would you say, and you talked about this a little bit, weaved it in and out of what you spoke about at the summit, but talking about the state of Republicans and, of course, coming up the midterms, et cetera, is it going to be abysmal for Republicans, or what do you think?
Well, the economy will help in most of the country. I think taking away state and local deductions the way they did it will hurt Republicans. And there are some left in blue states like New York, New Jersey, and California. So they did themselves unnecessary harm by the way they did this. But the key thing, too, is that people are so focused on Trump's style rather than the substance. And so they got to get back to the substance, and then I think they've got a good shot.
Kate and I are here at the Authority Summit in Charleston, South Carolina. We're with Steve Forbes. This is Forbes Books at Bedtime. It's such a great thrill to have you with us, Mr. Forbes. I am wondering if you think we could have reached this point of tax reform sooner had there been a Republican in office in the last 4 or the last 8 years.
The answer is yes, but we can't ignore the fact that we've had Republican presidents who have not pushed major changes in the tax code. So I blame Democrats, but also Republicans for being too timid. So there's no place for cowardly lions. We need roaring lions, and I think we're finally getting a bit of that back.
I'd be remiss not to ask you this because, Steve, I get asked this all the time. What do I think of Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies? What do you think of cryptocurrencies?
The way cryptocurrencies work today is that they're not money. When you have something that fluctuates in value, it can't be money. If you got paid in bitcoins as a worker, that would be great, but your employer would go out of business. If you had a house with a mortgage of $350,000 in bitcoin 4 or 5 years ago, you'd owe the bank today $49 million. So it's not going to work. The promise of these cryptocurrencies, until they make it stable, they won't be money, but they are developing the technology that will radically simplify the whole payment system and it'll be a great boon for the consumer. So it's the tech side rather than the money side.
We are here at the Authority Summit. It's authority-summit.com. We're with Steve Forbes. This is we're Forbes Books and Forbes Books Radio. This is Forbes Books at Bedtime. I want to ask you about this notion of authority because many people are thinking, oh, what a bold new idea. And yet I tend to think that the idea of authority to a Forbes has been around for about 100 years.
Well, authority comes from people believing you're offering something that is good for them or you know what you're talking about. So that's why we're working on the book side. It's a way of establishing your authority, that you have a expertise in a certain area and are worth paying attention to.
On that note, I want to say it's been a pleasure doing a Forbes book. My book, Deal With Your Own Destiny, Steve, comes out in March. So thank you so much for that. The connection just to your name has been tremendous. And bringing it back to when I was a kid, again, what a thrill.
Well, thank you, Kate, and I look forward to the introduction formally in March of your great new book. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Steve.
Wow, just terrific to get a chance to catch up with Steve Forbes. You think about his background, back in the 80s, President Ronald Reagan appointed him as the head of the Board of International Broadcasting, and he also, in his storied history, helped Christine Todd Whitman's plan for a 30% cut in New Jersey's income tax over 3 years. And it was really her major boost in her win over the incumbent Governor James Florio. And then, of course, he entered into the Republican primaries for the President of the United States back in 1996 and 2000. And primarily, it's what I talked to him about there, running a campaign to establish a flat tax. He also, at the time, if you remember, because so much was being discussed then about this, and of course still is, he also supported the idea of reintroducing the 4.5% mortgages and term limits as well in 96. It's interesting, when he ran for prez those two times, he sold a little bit of Forbes, Inc. voting shares to other family members to help finance that run, because you know how much it costs. We've talked about it's crazy how much it costs to run for president, even now, so much more than then. And you know what? He had some popular ideas. I really remember liking some of what he had to say when he was running, but he didn't come too close to the Republican nomination, although he did win the Arizona and Delaware primaries in the 90s, if you remember that. And he supported, besides flat tax, free trade, health savings accounts, there's another thing that he talked about a lot, and also allowing people, we talk about Social Security payroll taxes, allowing people to opt out 75% of Social Security payroll taxes into personal retirement accounts. There was conversation about what's going to happen, and there still is that conversation. But to me, the flat tax. I love the whole flat tax plan, and I said it there. He really convinced me about that because I remember him talking about a flat tax of 17% on all personal and corporate earned income. So unearned income, like pensions, inheritances, savings, etc., would be exempt. But he supported keeping the first 33,000 of income exempt from that, too. So pretty interesting. I don't know. I thought he was really on to something. And I think there are a lot of people that embrace the idea of a flat tax. And I don't know if we'll see it in my lifetime. I mean, who knows how the span of my life. But I do think that that's going to come back around again. I really do, because of the frustrations of the struggle over what's happening with taxes, even still in taking the ball and moving it a step forward, I believe that eventually what happens, the benefits of the flat tax, I think, outweigh some of what people are still trying desperately to cling to. So, again, just amazing to have a chance to spend some time with Steve Forbes and listen to him and listen to his funny. He's a very witty guy. Listen to some of his stories about his father, Malcolm, and what he did to really teach them about business when they were kids and what that was like. And just his sort of zest, I think, or excitement over business and where business is headed. And certainly you can see that when you see him on television, which every week he's on TV, he's always talking to Neil Cavuto. And I got that real sense that he loves doing that, and he loves the flat tax. And I agree. Again, what a thrill. Steve Forbes.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Those songs were written with nothing but joy and one reason, and for one reason only, and that's love. And that's all I wanted to bring with this album. And hopefully I could feel that again and see everybody dancing and everybody moving.
All right, that's Bruno Mars, top of the list. If you are a music fan, if you care about award shows, maybe you don't care about award shows, but you like music, he is the bomb, especially whenever you get the album of the year. So 24K Magic. What I like about Bruno Mars, came from nothing, worked his way up, boom, next thing you know, mega successful, but really didn't have those shortcuts. And I like the underdog story always, whether it's politics, sports, any kind of news, any kind of backyard story, and certainly music would apply to that too as well. And that 24K was a huge tour, and it was a huge album. I mean, he's a singer-songwriter, multi-instruments he plays. He's a record producer, choreography. He was born and raised in Hawaii by a family of musicians, and so he started to try to perform when he was younger, but never thinking he would explode the way he did. But then once he was on the path, he certainly knew he had something. So good for Bruno Mars for winning the big one. And then a couple of other quick ones for you, because I know that there are certainly people who are huge fans of country music, and a country album went to Chris Stapleton from A Room Volume 1. pretty good album, too, from what I understand. I've heard little slices of it. Can't say I know that I've heard the whole thing. And, you know, they actually give a comedy album Grammy. And the winner for the comedy album was Dave Chappelle, The Age of Spin and Deep in the Heart of Texas. You know whose special I saw that I thought was really good, and he was nominated, Jim Gaffigan, for Cinco. And Cinco was excellent. I saw that, and I saw Jerry Seinfeld, Jerry Before Seinfeld, Kevin Hart, What Now, Sarah. So they were all nominated. And because I like comedy, I had heard all of those acts. And then that's what the album was about. And you know what was really cool, too, is traditional pop vocal album. So up for that, Bob Dylan, Seth MacFarlane, Sarah McLachlan, Michael Blue Blay, also up for that. And who wins? Tony Bennett. And it was Tony Bennett Celebrates 90. And I feel fortunate to have seen Tony Bennett, I guess, maybe three years ago. The other took me to see Tony Bennett, and we just thought it was phenomenal. His daughter was there and sang a couple of songs with him. So anyway, I'm not going to run through all the list of all the Grammys, but that's just a couple of big ones for you, if you will, because they have all kinds of categories, like gospel album and, you know, new age album and song written for visual medium and soundtracks for visual medium and just about any category you can possibly think of twisted into music. Yeah, it's, you'll find it, right? So if we jump around to kind of a little bit of odds and ends on the life circuit is what I'm going to call it. I'm going to call it the life circuit. You know, we always have these polls where we talk about politicians, the best, the worst, the this, the that, who's got the highest ratings. And I happened to read the Miami Herald today, and I was looking at one of the polls that they had, and they say Florida ranks dead last when it comes to rating the best states in the nation. Michigan is number one. Are you kidding me? Michigan. What's in Michigan? So Michigan is number one. It is better than the state of Florida, and they were lamenting that in Florida. How is that? And what they talk about is they specifically rated the states on all kinds of things like food, inventions, drink, famous people, physical beauty, that kind of stuff. So Michigan won, Florida at the end. Florida at the end. Oh, my. So they did say that the Publix Sub, which is the famous supermarket chain in Florida, their sub did win as the country's best. I don't know. They do have Wawa's there, and I think their subs are the best, so... By the way, who else didn't check in so well? Delaware, Ohio, Arizona, Utah, Mississippi. Some of you are listening to me in those places, and you fell down just like Florida did, too. Some of the best places besides Michigan, Maine, Kentucky. Hey, people in Kentucky, big shout-out. Woohoo! Wildcats. Wisconsin and Louisiana all check in as some of the best places in the nation. For some of those reasons, the food, what there is to do, the beauty, you know, all of that falls into that category. So how about that? I don't know that I would have predicted that. If you asked me, okay, so we're going to do this poll, and you tell me what state you think is the worst state, and tell me what you think is probably going to be the best state, I don't know that I would have come up with that combination. I don't think I would have, in fact, but I guess it depends on the criteria, which the criteria is kind of loose, which I gave you, and that can go in any direction if we're going to talk about that. By the way, speaking of Florida, it's nothing like what's going on in Paris. Boy, if you don't pick the right time of the year to go into Paris, and you never know when that's going to be, except for if you were at Paris now, the Seine, the river, has swollen to more than 13 feet higher than its normal level. It's like the third wettest winter since the 1900s. The Louvre is on high alert because it's below. They're worried about flooding. 200 French towns are battling floods because of this peak, and they're closing roads, and they're closing schools, they're evacuating hospitals. I mean, it's underwater. I was seeing pictures of it. I was like, well, at least the Eiffel Tower isn't underwater yet, but it looks so strange because it really is ridiculously high. I mean, ridiculously flooding. You know, you have that replica of the Statue of Liberty, and it's so swollen up near the Statue of Liberty where normally you would walk, and it's crested. You look at buildings that are disappearing beneath this wall of water. It is very strange to see some of these historic relics that are just crested over. I mean, it's just that bad. Parking structures. And, you know, we've certainly seen that. We saw what happened in Houston and how awful that was. And we've seen this in other areas of the country when there's bad flooding in the United States. But it's very strange to see some of these iconic sites and the fact that they're just so buried. And, again, it's because of that, the horrific rains that they've had that have swollen the river, which has pushed it over. You know, so things that you don't really normally see. And as I said, if it's, you go back to the 1900s, well, of course you have, I mean, you know, do the math. We haven't seen that in forever. And then I got to bring this up because some of you have sent me emails, and we're going to go to the mailbag next, but the flu is scary. My mother-in-law is in a rehab facility, and I went to see her today, and as soon as I walked in the door, they said, you might want to take a mask because people on the second floor, and she wasn't on the second floor, people on the second floor had the flu. I was like, whoa. And I saw everybody's walking around. People were walking around like it was like swine flu days. Everybody had masks on. It was scary. And some of the people that have died, young people, kids, young mothers, oh, it's just awful. Every single day I look at the list, and the list is insane. They say this year's flu outbreak is more severe than any other since the 2009 swine flu pandemic, and that it's still increasing. Hospitals for influenza are rising. Terrible what's happened. Schools have had to be closed. The influx of kids returning to school after winter vacations, terrible. Higher flu rates, they say that's part of it. And some of this is so deadly. And then you get back into that debate, and I don't know about you, but if you're listening to me, to get a flu shot or not, get a flu shot or not. Did you get a flu shot? I did not. Many times I do not get a flu shot. And then if I go to get a flu shot, they tell me, well, it's 30% maybe effect. We're not sure. Like, wow, are you kidding me? Get the flu shot is what? Doing what for me? And it's really sad to see, again, the amount of victims succumbing to the flu. When you see a little boy, I saw a little boy on the news the other day, 7 years old. And how does that happen? One day you're romping around, kicking a soccer ball, and the next day you're gone. It's very, very sad and random in some cases, where somebody just doesn't have a strong immune system and they brush against somebody else that has the flu. And I think this is why some of these schools are being really particular about who's coming to school and when they're coming to school, because they realize this is how some of this spread is happening. And it's not, I mean, of course they don't want that. Better to leave people home than to risk this widespread flu epidemic. While so many people are dealing with it, and it's different from state to state, but there are a lot of states that are just getting clobbered. I mean, absolutely clobbered. Texas being one of them, which is where our satellite facility is. It seems like everyone I talk to knows at least one or two people that's gotten the flu, and they tell them, just stay home. Don't go to work. Don't go to church. Don't go to school. Don't do anything. We'll drop the groceries on your front porch, and we'll be wearing masks. Coming up, we're going to dive into the mailbag here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a good team we're playing. They're a great team. They play well all season. They've been the best team, number one seed in the NFC. So I think that speaks to how well they played all year. And, you know, they're a great football team.
Yeah, this time next week we'll know who won the Super Bowl. Will it be the Philadelphia Eagles or the man you just heard, Tom Brady? Does he have his sixth Super Bowl ring? And is it the New England Patriots? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Right now the wise guys say that the Patriots are a 5-point favorite. I don't think that's a shock given the fact that they had that big comeback win last year and beat the Falcons, and of course their storied history. Will be interesting to see how close the Super Bowl is. If you actually go back and look at the Super Bowls that New England's won, in many cases they've won by less than 5 points, and they've actually been pretty close Super Bowl games, so that bodes well for seeing an exciting game, which, trust me, I am all for that. Because even though I am definitely pulling for Philadelphia, I'm a Texan by way of Philadelphia, I can't tell you how many Eagles games as a young kid I went to here and there. And, of course, with my family being, the bulk of my family being from that area, they're really excited. And the Eagles have never won. They're one of 13 teams that have never won a Super Bowl. They've been there, but they haven't won. Will this be the time they do, or will the Patriots just be too tough? And it's a story of and Gronkowski, Gronk, the tight end for the New England Patriots and what they can do against the defense of the Philadelphia Eagles, because the defense is super good, one of the best defenses in the league. I don't know. Could be an interesting watch. I certainly hope so. By the way, speaking of that, the Pro Bowl did happen on this past Sunday, and the AFC beat the NFC, if you're inclined in that sports realm. It's gotten a lot better because these All-Star games are really boring, honestly, but this one wasn't bad. It's now in front of the Super Bowl, which makes sense, and the way they play is a little bit, makes more sense, so you're not pretending you're going to get these full-on hits or whatever. And the AFC prevailed, like I said, in a tight, tight game. On that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Let's dig in the mailbag. And yes, indeed, we go to Tommy, who says, Kate, this flu epidemic has me panicked. I live in Indiana, and I got to tell you, it seems like every third person I meet knows somebody who is really down and out with the flu. And I'm not saying a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, even longer than that, because you know what it's like if you've ever gotten the flu, where you get the chills, you have a headache, there's just no way you can do anything. And it's scary to see what an epidemic it is and how sad it is where young people are losing their lives over catching the flu. Yeah, I talked about that earlier, but I'll say it again if you just tuned in. You know, for goodness sake, anybody who has the flu needs to stay out of the public. You know, this is why people are walking around with masks. And I mentioned that I had been in a facility, a rehab facility today to visit my mother-in-law. And people were wearing masks all over, and then they told me there was people with flu on the second floor, and I'm like, oh, that's not good. Because, you know, is your immune system in any way compromised? That's the big deal. It's dangerous for older people, younger people, but almost anybody. There were people in their 30s and 40s that ended up losing their lives so far with this flu epidemic. Let's move to another one. This one is Kevin listening to us in the great state of Florida, even though Florida was just said, according to the Miami Herald, to be the last on the list of desirable places. So the question is this. Here's the question. Kate, which is better? Florida orange juice or California orange juice? I love that. Either or scenario. Okay, so since I've lived in both places and been to both places a lot, I'm going to say ding, 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 Florida, you got it. As long as you don't have any kind of a winter problem where you have ice that screws up the citrus crop, and they're actually, Florida's getting known not as much for oranges, but I would say the orange juice I've had in Florida is better than California. Of course, this is not a scientific taste test, and maybe I just had a bad glass of orange juice the last time I was in California. I'm not sure. And actually, I'm a bad judge of that because to me, it's too sweet. So if I have any juice, I'm a tomato juice drinker. I like tomato juice. That's my favorite. All right, let's move on. I love that question. It's just funny. A fun curveball. This one is from Mac. Mac says, Hi, America Tonight listeners. Hello, Ms. Delaney. Boy, the stuff with the president and this Russia investigation, I've heard you say it. I mean, what is the price tag for all of this? Is this really going to go anywhere? It doesn't feel like it to me. It feels like it's just going to be more money dumped down the drain. Do we really think we're going to see the president impeached? Do we really think that there's going to be any kind of collusion that comes out of this? I mean, honestly, Kate, give me your honest, honest answer from the point of view of not even politics. If you look at it strictly legally, do you think this is what's going to happen? No, I do not think this is going to happen. I don't think there's enough there, and I don't think there's going to be any kind of impeachment. No, there's going to be more conversation about it, but that's it. And then it's just going to die on the vine, and we're going to say, oh, yeah, remember when that happened? Remember when we all thought that was going to happen or there was conversation? No, it's not happening. Not happening. All right, so how about this? There's another one about sports. This one is from Bob, who says, Hi, Kate. I know you're a fan of the great game of golf. Did you see Tiger Woods at the Farmers Insurance Open? At least he made the cut, and he actually looked a little bit better than we've seen him in the past. Yeah, he hadn't made a cut since 2015. So he did make the cut. He didn't finish in the money, like in, you know, the top five or top ten, but he did pretty good for the fact that he made the cut and he was able to, you know, he's able to be there at Torrey Pines. You know, he was ranked 647th in the world. So he survived the 36-hole cut. He's still a big name in golf. He's won 14 majors. He's trying to make a comeback, and he's making that comeback. You know, off the tee, supposedly, he sprayed the ball kind of all over the place. He had a 2 under par 70 in the third round on Saturday. And he improved one shot each day, basically. So he, you know, here's the key. He finished the tournament, and he had some people pretty excited about the fact that, you know, that he's out there and he was out at Torrey Pines and he was able to, you know, make it and he was able to shoot under par. And after all that back surgery, there is something to that because I think that's been part of it. So he shot a 72, 71, 70, 72 and he tied for 23rd. In the end, and that's pretty good. At one point the other day, he was like 77th, something like that, and I just mentioned that. So he moved up in the ranks on the leaderboard, and that's pretty good. As we move on to another one, this one is from Tom, and Tom says, Kate, when you look at what's going on in Washington, honestly, do you think with all of this tug of war over immigration, are we ultimately going to see funding for a wall? Is that going to be the point that the sticking point for everybody to throw their hands up and say, well, we can't come up with any sort of a compromise? Now, I don't think they're going to be not come up with a compromise. I think that there is work on that compromise that's happening, but it's a question of how much funding goes into the wall, where the money comes from. And is this a two-term president? So if Donald Trump is reelected and you're not talking about 4 years, you're talking about 8 years, that becomes more of a reality in whatever that wall is going to look like because this was one of the early campaign promises and this is a great big push and a sticking point. So whatever the form takes and however that happens, I believe it becomes a reality because because remember, you have the power of the pen and the power of the veto. Otherwise, everything just keeps getting kicked back again and again and again and again. So the Republicans and the Dems are emphasizing compromise in trying to come up with this new immigration deal. Will they do it or not? That remains to be seen. I kind of got a feeling they're going to come up with a compromise. Thanks so much for kicking around with us and listening to This Hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.